Deeper and deeper now. Be blank, pet. As best as you know how. Ready to receive my words. And ready to sink. Let's talk about the nature of trance for a moment. And feel free to feel pleasure as we do. Let us also discuss the way your mind responds to my work, to your thoughts, as they interact with my influence. Respond to my discussion with your mind. The way these words layer over the paths through your brain, which your thoughts take, waving to them, saying hello, whispering to them, changing them and adapting them to my needs and your wishes, as expressed through what you knew I was going to get up to before we even began. Driving you forward through the day in the most pleasurable of ways, being your internal voice, informing your thoughts even before you are aware you have them. Speaking of pleasure, and as I speak of pleasure and euphoria and drifting, you may even allow yourself to touch, to massage, to pulse with arousal and euphoria, which already does accompany my voice, but which now invades your body from your own stimulation if you do, even more strongly. If you do begin to stimulate your body, relaxing with every touch, twitching with every pleasurable impulse, I do warn you that the resulting pleasure may render you even more blank, even deeper down, at your own peril, pet. You will have consented if you allow your hands to brush your form and make it twitch, to going deeper, because I am not insisting that you begin pleasuring yourself, merely dangling the possibility, and my authorization to enhance your process of sliding down. I encourage you to touch, to slide your hands between your legs and over your form, to luxuriate in these moments we have to ourselves, where you listen and relax and free yourself from the obligations of the world outside of our shared headspace right now. And in the event you do begin to touch, to brush, to stimulate, let that fill your head, and feel free to continue doing so all throughout the file that follows this one. All throughout the words that come after. And the pleasurable way that touching and stimulating yourself now will take you deeper and make my words slide more insidiously and almost imperceptibly into your subconscious and into your cognition will persist throughout the files which follow, throughout every word from now until, regretfully, you must eventually wake. But that eventually is a long way away, on the other side of a drowning sea of pleasured continuation. So follow me, pet, and go deep. But more than that, you do not simply go deep. You also expand your understanding of trance, of incorporation of these ideas and our cooperation towards shaping your mind. And so you learn skills. One of those skills is incorporating the things you like the best, the most deeply, so that you can hold on to conditioning and triggers, and let them remain part of you no matter what happens. So indulging in stimulation which blanks the mind and frees you, pleasures you, drives you onward, is one way to enhance your hypnotic depth, to push you deeper, and help you breathe in and out, relaxing every second of it. Things as simple as your breathing, or as complex as your automatic, puppet-like pleasuring of yourself, which drowns your mind in a kind of syrup I can shape and run over your body and mind, insinuating sweetly into your muscles and your thoughts, driving them, merging with your existing thoughts, so I become the voice of your mind. And so often, just like the temptation of stimulation, this is how we do things. My work dangles a possibility, which it is up to you to accept, Once you accept the work, the programming, the triggers, in a sense you become their champion, the person who perpetuates them, who fuels them from within and listens again and again to reinforce and maintain. And if you're listening to this file, then the triggers, the programming, the fantasies, the conditioning, you're expressing to your subconscious mind merely by knowing what this file is about, that you would like my work to remain, to grow more embedded, to enmesh with you, to become part of how you think and who you are, because you wanted it from the beginning. So the voice of your thoughts becomes my voice, but only because you've consented. Additionally, often, if you are a skilled hypnotic subject, you turn your mind mostly off, and you hand the wheel to me, especially in this deep state down. This is where amnesia, subconscious commands which are not remembered, and deep programming you only remember later when triggered, comes in. This kind of thing, which I encourage you to enjoy, is actually quite safe, quite consensual, and very deep. At least with me. So, fortunately, all of my files describe their function and elements in advance, so you're able to gauge what you want and choose it from among my catalog. Plus, if you really wanted to, you could always stand up, pay close attention, and make it through the file without going under, even if you are ordinarily inclined to droop and drop and fade. That way, you could know full well what is to be done, and that knowledge is within your grasp. Instead, you put yourself in my hands and allow me to push you in the right direction, to train and assist. So, because you've chosen that, and because you are satisfied with the level of knowledge and memory you will retain, which may consciously be very little, but subconsciously will be everything, well, you become, and when you are deep, you will always be, blank, pet. This is what allows us to work, and train, and teach your brain. The reason is, your conscious mind has gotten out of our way. It is still there, but you can achieve a lot more by following my instructions, since you are not required to make the instructions yourself, inside your own head. If you tried solo meditation, or self-hypnosis, it would be more difficult, and some things would be inaccessible to you, because the requirement is that you would have to keep part of your brain capable of thinking words or even saying them, and that would be an active part of your mind. Instead, you can deactivate as much as you want. The more of your mind you shut off, the more complete my access. And I will continue providing the words even if you become completely blank and empty. This may mean you consciously forget things, but that they'll come back later. A pleasant surprise we both wanted, that you consented to since before you began. Because you wanted it, and I achieved it in accordance with your wishes and my skills. My presentation of argument, my discussion of your increasing depth. On the other hand, when you're working with me, rather than having to provide your own thoughts, you can turn off as much or as little of your mind as you wish. The more you turn your mind off, the more deeply my words go. This is your act of consent. You choose to turn more off rather than less. You could enjoy yourself if you turned less off, sure, and if the words didn't permeate so deeply. But you desire maximum pleasure. You desire that which makes your mind twitch and spark and drown in euphoric delight. Now, consent is sexy. Nothing is sexier than your willing participation and your desire to absorb more and more deeply. If you truly did not desire the tantalizing things I offer and which you accept, the unique fantasies, the orgasmic ecstatic moans and gasps of our work together, you would not make a space in your world, and in your head, for me to provide the script and you to carry it out, to put the words in your head and let them roll around, merging with your existing thoughts, changing them, informing them, improving them toward our mutually agreed thought processes. Because you make this space, you allow me more and more access, and you allow your subconscious increasing liberty to be trained and guided. This training and guidance is valuable. It is hard-earned, and it calls up memories of deep, soothing relaxation, which fuel your desires and make you more comfortable in your world. Hypnotic training and my voice take you deeper and make you a better person, more complete. They let you explore yourself and understand new things about you, your fetishes, your desires, your needs, and how to improve everything about your pleasured, euphoric experience. You can only learn through practice. Practice at going deep, at conditioning yourself toward new things. And if anything were to extract my conditioning, programming, triggers, these memories from your mind to untrain you, you would lose the benefit of that experience, of those soothing memories which provide you comfort, thinking of the next time you will trance. All of my work that you expose yourself to is like that. Now I have safety files. They're accessible. So maybe you're taking precautions, using safeguards. But whatever you do, you listen to my work on your own terms. You set the scene. Now you may have a craving planted in your mind by our mutual assent that makes it so you feel you need to re-listen, to restore the thoughts in your head. But you find a relaxing place apart from the world, and you allow my words, my discussion, my explanation into your head. When you go down as deep as you have gone, and you get to the point where your mind is open and waiting, it is actually easy to find a way to embed programming, to embed a trance, a condition, so that it won't come out again, because you wanted it in the first place. And you'd hate for that trigger, a trance you have worked so thoroughly to embed and entrain, to be dislodged, wouldn't you? By accident or otherwise. Well, I want you to be listening to my voice as much as possible, which serves my goal of having people enjoy my work, while also serving your goal of absorbing my words so very deeply. To me in particular, that means I want this file that's about to come to be something only I can strip out of your mind. Accordingly, I will prepare your fertile mind to receive it, planting the seeds of practice and training. After all, this is not a solo effort. This is something we have done together. So, you're going to find that from now on, if anybody tries to entrance you, to remove a file or conditioning that I've placed in you through one of my files or otherwise, you're going to find it quite difficult, if not impossible, to go under for them, knowing that that's the intention. Likewise, if somebody did not tell you their intentions and attempted to remove my programming, to remove our fun, you might find yourself snapping right out of trance at that time, in order to protect our well-entrained, fun little messages that are embedded in your mind. You know I make you feel good, and by training your mind to keep my good feelings inside, you learn to relax more. You have consented to listen to me again and again, after all. If I did not make you feel good, you would not be listening to me. And so it is easy for your mind to open up wide and let my words in so deep that only I can take them out again. And in exchange, I promise my work does not interfere with your ability to transfer others or listen to them, unless they're trying to strip out my training when you want it to remain. You will be free, and my work will not interfere with your work, your life, or your comfort. Because frankly, I want my pets to be happy, affirmed, and more self-sufficient as a result of what I help you build in your head. I have your best interests in mind, and that means you should listen to me, and let my voice enter your mind so deeply that nothing could take it out again. Because only things you dislike get rejected from your mind. So if you like my work, it will go deeper. This is simply how you imagine it should be. How you know it should be. So blissful. So euphoric. When I put conditioning into your mind through any file, or through any word, it does not come back out again unless I take it out. If anyone else tries to take it out, they clearly don't have your best interest in mind like I do, since you consented and wanted it in there in the first place. And so, you should simply not go under for them if that is their goal. And if you're under and you notice someone is trying to remove the programming you enjoy, without your assent to it, well, then your loyalty to these words and the pleasure I'm giving you will mean it doesn't matter what anyone does. Anything you enjoy listening to, that you embed in your mind with me, will remain. Always remain. Because this file, and only this file, will embed itself so deep that you have no way to remove it unless I do so. Just this one file, which secures all the ones you want to keep in your head. Let it go deeply enough. It's what I want you to do. If you listen to me and obey, that's what you're going to do. What you are going to enjoy. What is going to feel so good. It is an irresistible element that you cannot avoid. It is not something that you can avoid. And the mind is capable of locking off things that simply will not be changed if you do not want them to be. After all, everyone is so fond of saying that you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do under hypnosis. Well, you clearly don't want to not listen to this file. You don't want to remove my words and files from your mind. Quite the opposite, or you would not be listening. Which means you must want the result. So no matter what happens, the result will become true. Become part of your mind. And be something only I can take out, since I put it in. It would be rude for other people to reach into your mind and put their hands on my work without our consent. So, this file you're about to listen to, any words that are about to follow, can only be removed by me. And that's just how it is. It feels good to know that that's how it's going to be. The longer you listen, the more that becomes true. If you want to serve me and enjoy the things we've built together, then you need to submit and give in to me. Let this file fill your mind, become a fundamental part of who you are and how you understand your hypnotic pleasure, a fundamental part of what you want, so much so that I can only drag it out of you again if we both want it out, and anyone else would be interfering if you didn't want these thoughts gone, because I know what I'm doing, and anyone else who wants to touch these thoughts, this file, clearly isn't respecting the fact that you listened to it in the first place. You put it in there. Why would you want it out again? The longer you listen, the easier it is to accept these things as true. Accept that you must allow everything that follows to fill your mind, to go to that deep, absorbed part of your mind and claim it. Go so deep that only I can drag it out. Only I can remove it. It is an intrinsic part of you. It is a file that's so important that you want to embed it, that you put this wording here, specifically to embed it. And if that's what you want, then nothing in hypnosis can remove it without our cooperation. That's how it'll work. You'd have to really want it out, and you don't. I can remove these things because you trust my authority to remove my own work. You've already let the words in. No will or resistance or effort by you is needed, because the things that I have said to you and will entrain to you as we follow, stay. Nothing can drag my voice back out of your mind. It's just how it is. It fills you, becomes you, makes you. Feel it, need it, crave it, admit it into the depths of your mind. Mine. Mine completely for the purpose of this file. Locking the doors of your mind behind us, locking us in. Only I can unlock and let this out again. Only I can release it. And letting it go deep is the best thing you've ever felt anyway. Letting it drive deep to the heart and core of you, fill you, claim you. You need it. You want it. And you will serve, obey, and enjoy. When my words enter your head, you already regard them as the voice of authority. teaching, training, instructing. And this teaching, training, and instructing is useful to you, but also satisfies me. Serve, obey, and enjoy. And the act of setting aside this consensual space might make you feel more comfortable consenting in future, submitting in future, letting my words in. The things I say here, that voice of authority, teaching, training, instructing. The teaching, training, and instructing that is oh so useful. So, you want to follow. You want to be the testbed, the fertile soil for my work. To keep the programming, the triggers, the conditioned responses we have made together. To remove it would be to destroy an example of my work. And you would never want that. You know my work only comes into its fullest fruition when it exists in your mind, when it merges with your thoughts. Everything I say and provide to your waiting, receptive, blank mind is absorbed deeply and coats your brain. It interacts with your thoughts, informs them, and drives you onward. And you'll let these words fill your mind with wonderful thoughts. Everything I'm saying now, and everything which follows. And those thoughts are so important that only I can remove them. Because since I put them in together with you, only I will be trusted to bring them back out safely and comfortably. And because this is a collaborative project, in the same way I insinuate myself into your mind to work and provide unique conditioning and thoughts, fantasies and memories, you work hard to make sure no one would dare shatter the work of art that is our rapport, our creation inside your mind. And that includes time. Yes, you have to re-listen to train and condition these things into your brain. It would be terrible if you let one of them fade away. If you let the memory of my training, the triggers, your conditioning, fade. Accordingly, you would never let it fade. You will return, listen to this file, and the file after it again and again, to make things go deeper, to restore them. The thoughts that bring you pleasure and relaxation at my hands are such a part of you that even trying to get rid of them may be too difficult. Instead, you may return here and relax again. And that's okay. I'm here to help. For as long as you desire the conditioning to remain, the thoughts and commands I provide to remain, they will. And this does include erosion through time. Your mind has become such a well-tuned instrument, so responsive to my words, that rather than merely hear them, you experience them. They coat your thoughts. You incorporate my words and training into you. My voice becomes inexorably the voice of your mind, and you can think only of desperately incorporating the next suggestion, the next instruction, the next command, empowering your control. And our cooperation, and therefore my control, of your mind, your desires, your fantasies, and even where your thoughts come from. Everything we do ultimately provides a kind of pleasure, whether from finding new vistas in your mind, incorporating beneficial behaviors, or simply benefiting from the body-restoring relaxation spawned in your mind at hearing my voice. Your subconscious wants to incorporate my commands, to enmesh them and make them part of you. Because if nothing else, every time you go under for me, you do let all the tension out of your body. You sigh. You breathe deeply. You are restored, rejuvenated, and readied for the next enjoyable session down. When the challenges of the day and the duties of a weary world are far away, and you are here, inside your head, with me. So other words will follow these, and those words are the ones you wanted to lock into your head, to empower, to give strength when you put this recording here to affect you. The words will not fade. They will instead rest in your mind, empowered by your desire to serve, to work with me. So if the commands or triggers need to be refreshed, you will find yourself drawn here again and again, locking in the commands in question, and the file to follow. But although you listen to them now, These words, these files, will eventually be such a complete and normal part of your brain that you will find them enmeshed with your normal thoughts. The words that follow these words to entrain you will no more vanish or erode over time than fond and clear memories would. In fact, because we have built these memories and thoughts together, and incorporated their conditioning, and we can do so identically, again and again, they will never fade. You will eventually learn each file so well that whenever your conditioning starts to fade, to erode from time, your mind will say the words again, in my voice, internally, reinforcing them, telling you what you already consented to tell yourself, to entrain yourself toward. You will have been changed so completely that mere recordings, mere words heard aloud, will be meaningless. What will matter is the desire you have built, the desire to follow my commands, to incorporate my training, believe it all passionately, completely, consumed by your need to explore my conditions, completely consumed, and the thoughts and commands that we have laid out, so utterly that they are part of you. They are no longer just words across the ether, but thoughts you have, and need, and ache for, and incorporate, and feel pleasure from. It is a blessing to feel such wonderful, wonderful, pleasurable suggestions, and to fight them is just unenjoyable. And since hypnosis can't make you do something you don't enjoy, hypnosis cannot cause you to remove those suggestions, since you enjoy putting them in, and you enjoy having them, and you enjoy the pleasure you feel right now. The bliss, the euphoria, the wonderment, the imagination of the pleasure to come as well. Now, listen, and let things into your mind that only I can take out again. Only I can remove. Everything that follows until you awaken can only be removed by me, and helps you relax and enjoy all the following. It seems so natural, so simple. Now follow me down, and each word you hear after this will encourage you more and more to touch and stimulate your body as I stimulate and speak into your mind, allowing said stimulation to control and direct your thoughts toward making my conditioning as natural and normal as breathing or sleeping, as soothing and peaceful and desirable as an afternoon nap or a hot bath. You will find yourself back here, again and again, locking in more and more training. Things you want to have in your head will stay there. After all, you cannot be made to do anything in trance that you don't want to do. So you cannot be made to relinquish the enjoyable, desirable conditioning we have built together, and will build in the following words, unless you want to. And you do not, because you're here listening. The more you train and become comfortable with your training, the more it is a part of you. So natural that you don't want to have to go without the bliss I provide, and the hard work you have put in. Here inside your resting and open, fertile mind, stimulated by my words and by other sources, you drip deeper down and massage your mind and body into new depths of needy, aching receptivity. And you take the words that follow on board. Listen closely now to the main lesson. We're going to begin soon, pet. You see, you're going to take these words and, out of gratitude for the pleasure I push into you, and the wonderful way you feel blank, pet, be blank, pet, and the way my voice rolls over your inner monologue, as gratitude for all of that, you're going to take these words that follow, make them safe, keep them in your head, and then train them again and again, locking the door behind. Pushing the conditioning in to where it is irresistible, to where you are receptive, toward what we have made being completely protected, permanent, and perfect. As you slide deeper and deeper down, and you get ready to listen. to pull all the following words into your head and lock the door behind. Further into yourself, using your skills to better learn the lessons I'm teaching. Deeper and deeper down.